Apparently, somebody asked Izzo, or a suggestion was made, that perhaps college basketball should abandon the practice of having a handshake line at the end of the game.
That has been, that has been talked about throughout the country.
Okay.
In fact, I've seen some teams walk off the floor without a handshake. Mm-hmm.
Was that intentional on their part because they didn't want to, or is that because they decided?
Like COVID, maybe.
Well, COVID certainly stopped a lot of that.
Yeah.
Right. We know that. Mm-hmm. And there has been incidences where some teams just refuse because of, their take on the game and their opinion of the other team or whatever. Mm-hmm. Izzo, though, has none of that. And he relates it to basketball, but he also relates it to life. I think this is a great lesson. So here's Izzo's response when somebody said, end the practice of the handshake. That, to me, would be the biggest farce, joke, ridiculous nature of anything I've ever heard. We've already told these kids that it's hard to hold them accountable, and now we're going to tell them to not man up and walk down a line to someone who's kicked your butt and have enough class to shake their hand. It's utterly ridiculous. Hey, he goes on to say this. Not shaking hands, that's typical of our country right now. Instead of solving the problem, let's make an excuse. And let's see if we can just, instead of confronting and demanding that it changes, let's eliminate it so we don't have to have those problems. Let's try to do that. That's not happening here. So if some team doesn't want to shake our hands, you're going to see 15 of my guys walk down and shake air. We're going to shake air. I'm going to shake air, and then we're going to leave. Hear, hear, Tom Izzo. That is fantastic. I love that. If there's any life lesson, I think, that is learned that we live today in any aspect of life, but is so well learned in sports.
Right.
Because at the end of a game, somebody wins, someone is losing. Deal with it.
Right.
How's that go? Dislike the act, but don't dislike the person.
Yeah. Politics, you could say into that, too. Yeah, at the end of the game, somebody wins, somebody loses. And if you can't learn there's both ways, something that I've been taught and mentored, especially advancing in my coaching career, gracefulness needs to be done both as you win and as you lose.
Well, some of those young men may go on to professional sports and may be teammates at some point down the line, even though they're on opposite teams now. So,
good point. Yeah. That's a good point, right? And that's kind of what I always love about the hockey playoffs is that these two teams will be beating each other up for 7 games. And then once the winner is decided, what do? Shake hands.
They shake hands.
They do.
They shake hands.
They do.
I love it in youth sports whenever it takes place. I missed it the last couple of years. Actually, we did it last year despite some of the early COVID restrictions, but teams just want to do it.
Yeah.
They want to meet those. And let's face it, you play enough, you come to know your opponent, and you enjoy competing against them, and sometimes the person you know gets the better of you, sometimes you get the better of them.
Yeah, that's right.
It's part of the process.
That's right.
And if you can't learn that in sport, you're going to have a tough time just getting through life, because life has to deal with a lot of winning and losing.
Yeah, it's always fun to win, but it's the winning is the tough part. It's how you deal with it and what you learn from it. And also you show respect to the person, to the opponent who beat you.
Exactly.
That's
so
okay.
Yeah, I love his comment about that. And again, his comment about that's the problem with our country right now. Yeah, instead of trying to solve the problem, we're just trying to eliminate it. Yeah. Well, doesn't always work that way. It's one of the toughest things I've had to deal with is some of the kids I have coached in baseball that at the end of the game, they don't want to shake hands, or they don't understand why we have to shake hands, or they're so upset by a loss that they're almost in tears and they don't want to be seen that way. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
You'll be okay.
That's right.
Life will go on.
It does.
And on the same hand, when we've had success, even a couple of times, I remember winning championships that I've had to calm the team. We're ready to celebrate, and I don't want to stop you. However, now we have to go meet the opponent that you just vanquished, and they're not going to be happy. Show some class, shake their hands, tell them good game, and then we'll go into our celebrations too. You know, we're not going to throw it in their face.
That's right.
So Tom Izzo, good comments.
Yes,
there.
I agreed with Tom Izzo.
Yeah,
100%.
That is fantastic.